Fit and Healthy Kids, an early childhood podcast.
Hello from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Nebraska Extension educators LaDonna Worth and Lisa Pupp are here to talk with you about early childhood. What's new, what's happening, and what's for you? Does this sound familiar? Your children are playing in the living room while you are cleaning up the kitchen. You answer the phone. A few minutes later, one child is angry and screaming because someone took her toys. And the other one is in tears. Her sister hit her. Lisa, what do we do in moments like this?
Well, this sounds like a meltdown. It is in escalated moments like this that parents often find themselves trying to teach rules or give long explanations. Unfortunately, in moments such as this, your child usually is not even hearing your words, let alone hearing the rule. This is not a teachable moment. But there are countless teachable moments daily when skills can be taught and emotions discussed, such as during playtime, in the car, at bath time, or while reading together. As a parent, you can reduce challenging behaviors such as hitting, biting, pushing, and whining when you first concentrate on calming your child during a challenging behavior incident. And second, wait until an appropriate teachable moment to actually teach your child.
Can you tell us more about what are teachable moments?
Well, for instance, during breakfast time, intentionally teach the skill of sharing by saying, "Thank you for sharing the syrup with your sister." When your children are playing on the floor quietly, sit on the floor with them, make eye contact, and say, "Wow, you girls have been playing for 10 minutes quietly. Tell me about what you were building." This teaches the desired behavior of playing quietly together.
What are some teachable moments throughout the day, Lisa?
There are so many teachable moments. Like playtime, for instance, is a great time to respond to common challenging behavior. "Oh no, I see that your bunny is super sad. Her sister is trying to take her toy. I wonder what she can do." You can teach appropriate ways of getting her needs met. She can ask for help, get a timer, or trade her sister for another toy. Bath time can be a teachable time too. The water stays in the tub. You can use the cup and pour water into another cup, or you can pour water on your body. Teaching friendship skills during car time. "I saw that your friend Bella was sad at school today, and you made her a picture. I bet that really made her feel better. What a great friend you are." Also, using books during story time can teach emotions. "Wow, that little girl in this book is really angry. I saw that she asked her mom for a hug. That is a great way to feel better. I wonder what you can do when you feel angry." And also, use meal time to teach expectations. Say, "Let's practice asking for more milk." Role play with whining, yelling, or just banging your cup, and then teach the expected behavior. You can ask nicely and say, "Mommy, milk, please." When she does this, jump up and say, "I'm happy to get you milk." These are just a few examples that can happen every day.
Great advice, Lisa. As parents of young children, we can help them learn. We are always teaching children, strolling in the park, reading books, and giving her a kiss before bed. All teaches her about her world. We can use the many calm and happy moments in our day to intentionally teach expectations, rules, and skills that will help our children to be successful and reduce challenging behavior.
This has been LaDonna and Lisa with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Until next time, enjoy your family time together.
Fit and Healthy Kids is a co-production of Nebraska Extension, Georgia Extension, Kansas State Extension, South Dakota State Extension, and the Iowa Child Care Resource and Referral.